Sense and Melody with Gil
and Demling. Rome, the greatest sight in all Italy, Jane.
I've always wanted to come here and see it.
Well, am I late for rehearsal, my two little goons?
Hey, get a portion of the black eye. How come, young Gil? And never mind that story about running into a door.
Howsoever, that's just how I got it. This midnight effect on the peeper comes from opening a door.
Opening a door?
Yeah.
Must have been a hard door.
No, it was the wrong door.
I catch. Well, maybe that'll break you with that habit of climbing through transoms.
Say, this isn't rehearsing, my friends. And the show must go on, black eye or no black eye.
Well, the eyes have it. After you, Gene.
Rock and roll, roll and rock away. Up and down, round and round we sway with each swell in the bell of the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Oh, rock and roll, roll and rock along. Life is sweet, greeted with a song while we dance. There's romance in the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Tonight the moon hangs low. Hold tight or overboard we'll go. Rock and roll, roll and rock and roll. Laugh and smile while we crown the ship in the tide as we glide. Lord, you go wild, rock and roll like a rocking chair. Laugh and smile while we drown the air in the tide as we glide to the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea.
Now, I call that as nifty a bit of warbling as you'll hear in a day's march in search of non-snarling spaghetti.
Say, how have you found this spaghetti so far?
Oh, on my tie, on my vest, you know.
Mm.
And listen, the waiter here at the hotel who served me must be older than Edna Wallace Hopper's rompers. No fooling.
What do you mean?
Has he got wrinkles on his forehead? You understand?
Yeah, I know. So he has to screw his hat on.
No, not that. But every time he raises his eyebrows, it looks like somebody playing the accordion.
Can I buy back my introduction to you?
Accordion? Who said accordion?
I did, but I can see I'm going to regret it.
Hello, Johnny. Say, Frank, you know Johnny Chiodo, don't you?
Sure I do, said he with a sneer. He plays the folding piano.
Yeah. Well, are you ready to rehearse, Johnny? If so, play. And if not, play anyway. Gil will never know the difference.
Thank you.
Well, 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 boy, that ought to knock the natives for a row of sheep-dipped raviolas.
You know, Willie, I had a girl once who wanted a raviola for Christmas.
For Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, didn't she know what a raviola is?
No, no, she thought it was a combination radio and Victrola.
Nice, that's my mistake.
Social?
Of course, my apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Would you autograph a flake of dandruff for me?
Certainly.
All right, one side. We want to rehearse.
Ah, I get it.
Okay, Toots, if you like I like you, we know nobody new will do. It's okay, Toots. Okay, Toots, if you say yes, then I'll say yes. If you say no, then it's no go. It's okay, Toots. You know I'm in favor of whatever you do. I tasted the flavor of one kiss, and I knew it was okay, Toots. If you wash dishes, I dry dishes. I dry dishes, I'm ambitious. Okay, Toots.
I know a couple of newlyweds. They've been newlyweds for years. Just a pair of spooners, sunny honeymooners. This happy couple lives next to me, and it's music to my ears. After every kiss, to hear him saying this.
Okay, Toots, if you like a me, like I like you, we know nobody new will do it. Okay, Toots, okay, Toots, if you say a yes, then I'll say yes. If you say a no, then it's a no, a go. It's okay, Toots, you know I'm in favor of whatever you do. I tasted the flavor of one kiss, and I knew it was okay, Toots. If you wash dishes, I dry dishes. I dry dishes, I'm ambitious. Okay, okay, Toots.
And we will now do a drama entitled Rome, Sweet Rome.
As you remember, we told you not long ago about Caesar and Cleopatra, but this defunct drama tells of the trouble between Caesar and Brutus. The scene is the Roman Senate. The time is 115 B.C., which makes it about 3:30 in New York.
Brutus enters the Senate, tripping over a log which one of the senators is rolling. Curtain, the Senate is in session.
Gallia Omnia Minneapolis Portfolio Cells Floto. Hi, Roy.
Agricola Funiculi Funicula. What's on your mind, Brutus?
Magnesium Dimnasium and Hoax Signo Blotto. I want Julius Caesar to give me an audition.
Vox Populi? Oh, yeah?
Populi, yeah.
Puella Belladonna ad Capsicum Corona Corona 3 for a half. Caesar's busy right now. He's putting a new crankshaft in his chariot.
Well, if I knew any more Latin, I'd mention it. By the way, have you got change for a Latin quarter?
No, but since you're vice president, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Well,
I'll give you a dime for that fancy handkerchief of yours. My girl would like to have the hanky of a vice president.
No, not on your life. A handkerchief is the only thing a vice president is allowed to stick his nose in.
Well, why the fever heat about seeing Caesar? Has he been getting out of line?
I should say he has. You know, I offered him the crown 3 times so far, and he's refused.
Oh, no ambition, huh? Well, that's because he's henpecked.
Henpecked? Even his indigestion is in his wife's name. By the way, where is Caesar at this point?
He's with the senator from East Rome.
Oh, I see.
The poor fellow's lying at death's door.
Well, that's just like the senator, at death's door and still lying.
Well, have you got an idea that'll throw Caesar?
Sure. You see, Caesar thinks he's the best in either league with a sword. So we'll get the boys together, stage a fight, defeat Caesar, and thus disgrace him.
Well, don't you think he'll catch on?
Well, if we have enough swords, he's bound to get the point.
At this point, there's a slight intermission between acts, giving the orchestra a chance to do a number they played before the King of England.
Yeah, before the King had a chance to get up. Symphony?
Thank you.
finds Caesar on his way home from the bowling alley. He's been bowling so long, he's tottering on his pins. Catch on?
Suddenly, Cassius, Brutus, and the boys pounce on him. 150 pounds per man. Curtain?
Belay there, Caesar, old sourpuss. Unsheath thy sword. We're going to make you take a cut.
Am I mortified? Mutiny, that's what it is.
Yes.
Et tu, Brute, another Latin expression.
Listen, Caesar, pipe down and lay off that dialect, will you? I'm going to make a little dough out of this thing. Absolutely. All right, boys, you ready? Give them the work. Let them have it. That's it. A little more in there. That's the idea. All right, folks, step right up. Take a swing at Julius Caesar. 3 swings for a dime. Take a cut at Caesar, folks. The thrill of a lifetime. Get away, boy.
Brutus, one of the boys just got him in the arm.
He did? Good. Give him a cigar. All right, folks, try your luck. Try your skill. Maybe you won't. Maybe you will.
How much cost, please?
It's only a dime, my friend. 3 swings for a dime. If you stab Caesar, you get a good cigar. 2 stabs, you get a Cupid doll.
How much you have to stab for one of these? A Indian blanket.
Indian blanket? 6, my friend.
6 stabs and 3 swings?
Yes.
That's too much.
Oh, that's nothing. You see that guy fighting him now? He's got the cramps, and every time he swings, he doubles up.
No, okay, boss, I'll try it.
Fine. Customer Cassius, take it down.
Step right this way. Now, when Caesar stops to take a breath, you take a crack at him. Oh, say, Brutus.
Yeah?
One of the boys got Caesar in the tummy.
In the tummy?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Remind me to send Caesar a bill for taking out his appendix, will you? Ah, the man in the purple tights wins a turkey. Very, very good.
Uh-oh. Caesar got him.
Oh, too bad. And the last customer we had, too.
Can I take it? Am I in fine fettle? I'm terrified, colossal, amazing. In fact, I'm not so bad.
Caesar, you fought all those fellas to a finish.
Yeah.
It's a wonder you're still alive. And look at those cuts. Boy, they sure sliced you plenty.
It's nothing. In fact, it's trivial. In the morning, I'll be fresh as a chrysanthiola. I'm going to see my golf pro.
Well, what good will a golf pro do when you're all cut up?
It can cure my slice, can't he?